This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, another hour. One more beginning to one more hour. Another exciting, entertaining, and informative hour, if I do say so myself. If I don't say it, who's going to say it? I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me as we celebrate the day. It's Tuesday, October the 25th, and the story of the Michigan family of four that was missing. The good news is they were found safe. Family of four that had been gone for a week. Safe, authorities say. Located the Sirgley family, Anthony and Suzette, 51, their two sons, were in Stephen Point, Wisconsin, about 450 miles away from their hometown, Fremont, Michigan. So how did this all get started, Jay? How did it, I mean, a lot of people go on vacation, they're gone for a week, and what's the big deal? Well, it's no big deal.
Before the disappearance, or the alleged disappearance, there was some paranoid behaviors and a 911
on the part
call
of the family?
Yes, from the father.
Okay.
Yeah, and talking about needing police protection immediately. And
the mother said that, or the family?
The father,
or the family?
The father. The father had called 911 and just had weird behavior, paranoid behavior, talking about needing police protection. And then when the rest of the family could not locate this family, they were worried that something happened.
Well, we're wrong.
But also, who travels or who goes on vacation without letting somebody know?
Yeah, I suppose. You'd know if you're close to the rest of your family, right? Yeah.
Unless there is something going on and that vacation was that they were hiding.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess all's well that ends well.
Yes. Well, they left behind their pets. They turned off their cell phones. Like, this wasn't just some run-of-the-mill.
So then
vacation.
What?
Something is going on. But
so did something get solved with this guy? Is what now that he's recognized as being somewhat problematic. So what do they do about that?
No, it's just that there was a sighting of the family at a gas station, and they have been found, they have been located, and they are safe. That's really all that has been reported
at
this time. But it is. This is a story.
Yeah.
It's a lot of questions.
Here's something good that happened after a Korean airline plane overshot the runway in the Philippines. It was a nightmare for the airport there. No injuries reported. This is a plane that had 162 passengers, 11 crew members on it. It was the third attempt to land at the same airport if you go back to 1981, man, I can remember this like it was yesterday, a 747 Korean airliner, 747, overshot the same runway, crashed through a fence, landed up on a mountainside, and there were a lot of people that were injured in that. Man, this is an airport. Yeah, have you ever been? I'm just thinking about all the airports where I have been. I'm thinking about the St. Thomas Airport. Ever been there, Jay?
I don't even know where that's located.
St. Thomas is in the Caribbean, one of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay.
There is, at the end of the runway, a mountain. So when you take off from the airport, you know, fortunately, you can't see what's in front of the plane. I guess you can see what's on the sides of the plane. You can't see what's in front. American used to have in their DC-10s they had a camera in the front of the plane. They had a camera in the cockpit so you could watch the captain and what was going on in the cockpit as you were landing or taking off or whatever was going on. So I remember watching on the screen as we were taking off, and in front of the plane is this wall. It happens to be a sculpted mountain that they cut up or they cut off in order to make the runway long enough to be able to take off. Now, you can always take off in the other direction going toward the ocean, but if the wind is blowing in the wrong direction, you got to take off. So as we're going down the runway, I'm looking at this wall in front of the plane, and, you know, the stick, he pulls the stick back, and the plane takes off. But it looked like they only missed this wall by about 10 feet. As you can't really see what's under the plane, but it just is a strange sensation. There's a lot of that in some of these Caribbean islands where the runways are not that long. And that island nations in general, that story I was talking about was from another island area, but they just don't have unlimited space. So oftentimes, the bigger the plane, the more dangerous it is to land on some of these islands. That's why they're using the smaller planes now to go to those places.
That's even Key West. It's not that you're going to hit a mountain or anything like that, but it is a shortened runway. Or flying into and out of Aspen, it is like you are straight up and straight down.
Yeah. I don't know Aspen that well. I'm not a skier, not that. I know a couple of Colorado airports, but not that one. Here's some good news from the Ukraine. I know people there. It's Ukraine, not that Ukraine. Well, this is about the Ukrainian youngsters who are volunteering now, the youngsters in school, high school mostly, who have been volunteering to clean up the neighborhoods, clean up the cities. There are, you see the pictures, the mess, the debris. And so a lot of these youngsters are going around after school in like dozen, 15 youngsters, boys and girls, high school up to like age 15, 16, 17. And they are shoveling debris into metal buckets and bringing them out into areas where they are burying the stuff or just trying to clean up. So I thought that was kind of interesting, although if you love your country, you'd do that and you wouldn't give it much thought. But apparently there are people who wanted to give these youngsters sort of a pat on the back. And the thing that they're getting a kick out of is that when they're doing the cleanup, they have their phones on, and the music that's blasting from a speaker is usually American pop music, so they say. Listen, people cleaning up their homes, there's a mess there. So it's nice to know that they're working on bringing it back again. Meanwhile, Putin is claiming that, they've won and that their offensive had worked. And he's telling his people, if it hadn't worked, we would have used nuclear bombs to get rid of the Nazis. You know, that kind of stuff that still is major. Let's go get those Nazis.
Can you believe that those are words coming out of our mouths? Those are words being said with anyone in 2022?
I know. Pretty amazing. Here's the story of the big debate in Pennsylvania today between Mr. Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Fetterman's a Democrat. Oz is a Republican. Neither of them are good candidates. Matter of fact, they both are kind of lousy candidates for different reasons. But there is a lot of focus on this, mostly because of the focus on Fetterman's health and his stroke and what that will. So what does this accomplish? I don't know who pushed for this, whether it was Fetterman's side or Oz's side. They agreed to the debate. But the man can hardly talk. So what is the context of this? What's going to happen? I would think they would be worried about it because if people see that, there's a lot of talk about it. But if you actually see it, the fact that he can't really hear and he can't really talk, I would think that would be a disadvantage. Or do you think there's going to be a sympathy vote and people say, well, he's in such tough shape, we're going to vote for him out of sympathy?
But
which
is he really in that tough of shape? Because I've seen some videos that have been posted to social media of him talking, and specifically like his Twitter account, and it seems like he may be a little bit slower to speak, like the thought process, but it doesn't really seem like he has that much of a difficulty speaking.
I have not seen him recently. Frankly, I saw him earlier on, and I just, I'm kind of immune from the political stuff for the most part. I just thought there was an interesting human interest story, how this guy would have gotten this far. Maybe that's to his credit, frankly, the fact that he's gotten as far as he has.
And he's overcoming a lot of the stroke symptoms. I can't even say it. And his, I do believe his doctors have signed off that nothing should be impaired from his stroke.
Right. The situation with Kanye West, I refuse to call him Ye because I think it's ridiculous. Ye, whatever.
But does he get a free pass because...
Well, that's the question now being asked.
Yes, yeah. Is it because he has been diagnosed bipolar? Is that why he gets a free pass? Is it because his celebrity is just... makes him untouchable because
a lot of people have lost
a lot of work for a lot less.
Well, that's kind of it. So maybe the examination of this from that point of view, is he speaking his mind? We have freedom of speech. Is he being woked? Is he being, what do they call, what's the other phrase? Canceled. He's being canceled because of his hate speech. Or is it really hate speech? He wore the T-shirt, White Lives Matter. Is that hate speech? I don't see it as hate speech at all. He says a lot of things, like this week he's been talking, and in the anti-Semitic remarks he's made have been misplaced, misguided. But there's a lot of anti-Semitic stuff. There's a lot of things that people say in general, you know, the... At my core, I don't understand why people feel this way at all about anybody just because they're different. Why is it that we focus on, other than the Nazis, you know, they're no good. But in terms of why is there this fear? And that's really what it is. This kind of talk comes out of fear. What are you afraid of? Why are you saying things that are anti-Semitic? You're afraid of Jewish people? And if you are, why? It's like the blacks, okay? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of black people? And why are you afraid of black people? Why are you afraid of anybody who's different from you? If you're a Republican, why are you afraid of Democrats? If you're a Democrat, why are you afraid of Republicans? What's the fear-based thinking here? And what's at the root? That's the question. 18 past the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
I was thinking when I was a kid, the definition of a farmer was simply a farmer. Farmers planted seeds, they grew crops, they raised livestock, and so they never had to speak to the public. These days, consumers want to know where the food is coming from. I tell you every week, go to the farm. It's the best place to get good fresh food. You don't have to worry about packaging problems. You don't have to worry about E. coli, listeria, none of that stuff.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, that's Muscle Up here. It's 24 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us to dig into the social world, what's trending on social media, some dirt from Doug. Actually, this is dirt about Olivia Wilde and some of the claims from her ex-nanny. This sounds like really good. This is really good
it
dirt.
It never ends. This nanny had a lot to say.
Dishy dirt right after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You know, to sort of close out the conversation you're having about Kanye West, I don't know if this closes it out, but not only is his ex talking about it, but he lost the, he had a sponsorship with Adidas, mm-hmm. and that's gonzo.
They've sabotaged.
Right, yep. They keep referring to it as hate speech. Is it? It's a lot of people call it a lot of things, the anti-Semitic remarks. I don't know, somehow or other we've got to calm down. Whether we're going to be able to or not remains to be seen because we're so bombarded with all this stuff. I guess the Olivia Wilde thing is another example of that, Jay. This animal rescue group in Los Angeles coming to Olivia Wilde's defense, you were talking about her nanny, and her nanny
said
that
she... Yeah, the nanny who's just giving out all these reports and saying all these things, which Olivia Wilde and her ex-fiancé Jason Sudeikis have, they've released a joint statement saying that nothing this woman is saying is true.
So why do we even pay attention to it, I guess, is the question, right?
Well, I guess some people want to know if there's any hidden truth in certain things. Like, when it comes to animals, and I feel like this is the story that more people actually care about, of Olivia Wilde, the claim is that she abandoned her dog, whom she adopted at 2 months old, so that she could spend more time with her boyfriend, Harry Styles. And the animal rescue, Mayday Rescue, it came to her defense and was like, okay, wait a second, that's not the actual story. She loved this dog. She traveled with this dog. This dog had an amazing life with her. And it just turned out that this dog, whose name is Gordy, didn't really love traveling and did not like the kids. It just wasn't a kid-friendly dog. And they had a dog walker who Gordy really liked. And so the dog walker ended up taking Gordy in. The dog was rehomed with the dog walker because he seemed happy with the dog walker.
Right. Isn't that what you want for your dogs and your children and the people and things that you're close to? Yeah, people need to get a life, I guess is the advice I'd give to the nanny. 28 after, this is Good Day.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023 and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Associate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily blocked a grand jury in Georgia from subpoenaing Senator Lindsey Graham over a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger after the 2020 election. An armed teenager broke into a St. Louis high school Monday morning, fatally shooting a teacher and a teenage girl and wounding 7 others before being killed in a shootout with police. Speaking at a news conference Monday afternoon, Police Chief Michael Sack.
You know, one of the challenges that law enforcement and employers and others face is individuals who suffer from mental illness. When they're being treated, they're medicated, they could be a normal, productive citizen, holding many different types of employment in the community.
The Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football last night, 33-14. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Young girls who met on a ship sailing for America 75 years ago have been reunited. How in the world would something like that happen, right? After 75 years, this is astounding.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute, where's the Christmas music? We're the first station, the first program in the country, not station, well, your station you're listening to can claim to be the first station in the country playing Christmas music. Got a note from my friend at KQEN, Mr. Bailey. He says, a week ago it was 80 here. They're up in Oregon, so the temperature, it's hard. Going to Hawaii, I was on Hawaii once for Christmas, just didn't feel like Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you know? Especially if you live somewhere where you are used to the four seasons and you're used to it being cold and snowy,
right.
That would be different. But if you are used to being, say, in like Phoenix or Scottsdale, it's probably the norm.
Yeah. More than probably, it is the norm. All right, so today is National Fine Art Appreciation Day, Jay. Celebrated every year on the 25th of October, a day, they say, for doing every conceivable thing that translates into appreciating all works of fine art. So how do we
Which
define...
Which is not protesting by
throwing oil or paint
and food and oil and,
right.
onto works of art.
Yep. So what is art, though? I've never, what, is there a definition of art? I think, for example, the things that my grandson does for me, the paintings and the pictures and the notes, that's to me art. Pictures of the family. Look at my Facebook page. It's all art. So I appreciate that. So I get that Monet and Picasso and Rubens and all the other great art, the artists, painters from the very early era, stuff's very expensive, and we appreciate what Van Gogh has put on a piece of canvas. But does that mean that I have to agree that something that somebody paid a lot of money for is art? If you like
art. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it, because what's that saying? Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes,
and
beauty is.
We may look at something as complete trash, or it looks like a kid finger painted it, and somebody else, it speaks to them on this soulful level.
Do you ever use finger paints?
Still do. They're great.
Do you?
Fantastic.
Ah, that's so relieving.
The best part about having a toddler is I get to play all the time.
With him. Yeah, right. So does he have a favorite color yet? Does he have a favorite?
Depends on the day. A lot of times it's blue. Sometimes it's green. Every now and then he likes yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yellow. I think that's cool. All right, anyway, National Fine Art Appreciation Day. Appreciate art someplace. I'll tell you who I appreciate. You and the people that are helping us put this program together, and friends like Uri Geller, who joins us every week, and in a few moments we'll visit with him over in Israel, find out what it is. I have a thought about meditation that I want to share with him. And meanwhile, members of the cancer community are being recognized for their dedication, their work, providing services and support for people with cancer. Here's some more detail on that from Andy Solomon.
The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Equity Award winner is Center for Hope. The center's director, David Wetter.
The Center for Health Outcomes and Population Equity, or Center for Hope, serves as the bridge between scientists and community organizations, including healthcare, government, education, and nonprofits throughout Utah and the Mountain West.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
By bringing communities and researchers together, the Center for Hope creates long-term solutions to prevent cancer and improve health among populations that have been historically marginalized.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. 1-800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. 41 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And now joining us is Uri Geller from his home in Tel Aviv, or just outside of Tel Aviv, a little village called Old Jaffa. He's got his museum there. He's busy doing the same things that he's been doing all of his professional life, helping people. And one of the things that people think is very helpful is to learn how to meditate. Because many people think that meditation could protect you as you get older against Alzheimer's, things like that. So what do you tell people about meditation? Because some people think it's religious, Uri, and I don't know that it is, but some people think it is.
I mean, who, are you serious? Some people think it's religious?
Yeah. They think if you're meditating, you need to be in a meditative state based on your religious beliefs. So
amazing. Well, it's not religious. I think it's a way of relaxing. It's a way of releasing stress. It's a way of focusing. It's a way of triggering the positive powers of your consciousness. And you know that people also think that in order to meditate, you have to sit down, you know, in a lotus position.
Right, yeah.
But I'll tell you something. I actually meditate when I walk. When I exercise, you know, I just meditate whenever and wherever I want to. Doug,
what does it mean to meditate? What does it mean to you to meditate? That's probably, that's important.
But I want to, okay, before I answer that, I want to know, did you ever meditate?
I've tried it, and I think the traditional... That's a good question. I think you and I have talked about this before in person when we've been together. I don't find my mind quieting down. And I think, isn't that the key? Your mind, you have to somehow bring your mind to zero. Or at least that's the thought. Your mind needs to be empty so that you don't have anything in it to get in the way of meditating, or just the absence of thought. Is that accurate, do you think?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you which are my five favorite instant meditations, because you can do instant meditation. So, or you can actually call it how to fly from where you are to where you want to be. So number one, you look up at the ultimate Millennium Dome, which is our sky, especially the night sky, and now think how the light from uncountable millions of stars has flown across uncountable billions of light years directly to your own eyes. Number two, picture a river. And now imagine your thoughts are like its waters. They flow through your head, they swirl for a moment, and are gone. And you have to let them go, because that's you sending your stress away. Number three, breathing deeply. No one needs to know that you're simply breathing. You're simply breathing. Now count the breath. One, let it go. Breathe again. Count two. Let it go. Keep breathing. Keep counting. This is actually, Doug, your secret meditation. Four, just one more to go. Four.
Yep.
This is very important. Whenever you're out and about, go to a hospital, stand outside, and look up at the window. Whoever might be inside, a child, a parent, or an old man or woman, just say a prayer, almost a meditation prayer, that they will be well soon. They need your prayer more urgently than you do. Because, Doug, you're on the outside of the hospital. And finally, my fifth meditation tip, travel in time. Look into your mind and unlock a happy memory. Everyone has happy memories. Something that you have not thought about in years. surprise yourself, Doug. Bring up a memory that made me very happy, made you very happy when you were a child. Live this memory. Revive the colors, the smells, the textures. Use every sense. You, Doug, have just traveled back in time. So
I feel
those
much,
are my five favorite meditations.
I just feel much less stress. Just listening to you, I've calmed down. I almost feel like I want to close my eyes and take a nap. And that's really how I meditate, by the way. I have a nap pretty much every day. And when I lay down to take my nap, my mind does go. It's very interesting. You've gotten me to think about this. And that's kind of, I have a couple of quick thoughts that are usually about things that are really very pleasant, my family, friends, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And in 14, 15 seconds, I'm asleep. So?
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
So everybody will just listen to me. Also, don't forget to become a citizen of my new country,
right,
which is Lamb Island.
Yeah.
It costs $1. The dollar goes to charity to save a child's heart, and you can print out your own citizenship certificate with your name on. Dougie, we'll speak again next week. I love you all.
All right. Love to you, too, Uri. Thank you. Uri Geller, website URIGELLEER. You can go to Amazon and find all of his books. He's got like 30-some-odd books he's written over the years, and many of them are very simple, very straightforward. The one I think I like the best is the one, Jay, it has an orange circle, and I was thinking about that as we started talking about meditation, because that's a way to focus. Focus on one object, and in this case, Uri has found an orange ball to be a good way to get your mind off of lots of other things. And that's why he's here, to help us think about other things. Uri Geller, Learn to Douse, that's a fascinating book. Anyway, become a citizen of Lamb Island. You can do that by going to the website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. But do you meditate? Or do you think you do? Or do you try?
I do.
Do you?
I do each morning. I don't really use anything. I just sit there and in silence and shut my brain off. That I do feel like that is one of my superpowers. I can shut my brain off. And I want to get to the point where I am meditating 2 to 3 times a day, not just once in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So would you use something? The orange ball, I hadn't thought about this for a long time, but I do. When I take my nap, I try to take a nap every day, because when I go from one pursuit, let's say the radio, to another pursuit, might be the farm, it might be whatever I'm working on business-wise, and I want to have a clear head. So I find myself, if I nap for a little bit, and now I'm going to find, as because I've had the revival in my mind, of that orange circle. Just picture, pick any color, you know, maybe green. I love green.
Mm-hmm.
And I write all of my...
tranquil and calming as well.
I always write my checks in green ink. Remember that? I never use red ink, because I think there's symbolism there. Green means prosperity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Green means go. And red means stop. Red, usually you talk about red lining something, or red ink. If you're
I always think
money.
Of when you were back in school, and when the teacher would grade your paper, it was always done in red. And so red was always like, you're wrong.
Yeah, right. Now, do it in green, ladies and gentlemen who are teachers. 10 before the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tuning in to Sweetness and Light. Well, maybe not quite. Chuck Curry is here. He's not actually Sweetness and Light either. He'd say that about me. That doesn't mean we don't love him. It's just that he's pretty direct when it comes to talking about film and theaters and what's playing and what people like. All right, so we've gone back. This is a blast from the past here, Chucker. What are we celebrating?
That's a terrific theme to the 1982 movie Poltergeist, which was a huge hit back in the day. Actually came out a week before E.T. Spielberg was director of E.T., produced Poltergeist, although a lot of people feel he got behind the camera and did a lot of the direction of Poltergeist. And I was telling you yesterday, the reason I want to bring up Poltergeist is that I pitched the idea of, I've done screenings for different athletic programs at the college in my community, which is East Strasburg University. So I told the girls' soccer team at the college that I would screen a movie for Halloween for them. Four of them work for me at one of my businesses part-time, and I know the coach. So I was ready to do it, and she said, what are you going to play? And I said, I was thinking about showing Dawn of the Dead from 2004. And she said, what is it rated? I said, it's R. And she sort of got a little bit skittish. And then I said, okay, let's compromise and do The Blob from 1988, the remake, which I'm a big fan of that film. She said, what is it rated? I said, well, it's rated R. And she said, can we do something a little different? Even though I wasn't happy that she had that thought process, those being college students, I wound up picking Poltergeist from 1982, and we watched it last night. There's about 35 of them, including the coach. And I tell you, I had an amazing time watching that back on the big screen. And then when I watched it, I was saying to myself, I cannot believe, Doug, that movie is 40 years old. It looks and it feels like it was shot yesterday. It is a great movie from beginning to end, and they had a great time. And yeah, there is, and I also realized when I, at the end, I said to myself, you have really not seen a movie until you've seen a movie on a big screen with a crowd that reacts. I mean, that is what a movie experience is. And I said to a buddy late last night, and I know you might disagree, but this generation is really going to miss out on people who grow up watching movies in the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's just not the same feeling or landscape. And
no.
I hate saying that, but
no, you
it bums me out
it's
to think
true.
About it.
No, why should you hate saying it? It is true. There's a disconnect. A big disconnect with people on stuff like it. Really, really.
If you poll, I don't know the internal polling of studios because I know they do this in sports, and especially like Major League Baseball has an issue with having younger people attend the games because they know that, so that's why they get the game quicker to try to attract younger people. But when I ask people, young people, you know, 20, 21, 22 in college, what, do you go to the movies? When's the last time you go to the movies? I gotta tell you. The overwhelming majority does not go to the movies at that age anymore. It's almost like, what are you talking about? It's very perplexing to me.
Yeah. Henry Cavill has confirmed that he's back as Superman. So what does that mean for the franchise? What does that mean
for
his career?
Listen, it's very interesting because there's a lot of turmoil over at Warner Brothers and the new Discovery merging and the CEO who's taken complete control and they scrapped the Batgirl movie, which cost $90 million, did a tax write-off. By the way, I read that Michael Keaton, actually, when he filmed Batgirl, he did 1 week's worth as Batman. They paid him $2 million for a week. Pretty good deal. But anyway, he'll be seeing Michael Keaton's Batman in The Flash. He has a big part in that movie that comes out next year. But I guess Henry Cavill will be Superman. He has a cameo in Black Adam, which he disclosed at the end. But he says that's just a very small sample size what you're going to see going forward. So hopefully we'll see at least one or two Man of Steel movies with him as a star, not just doing playing Superman in other superhero movies, but just a standalone Man of Steel movie with Henry Cavill. I love him as Superman. I think he's awesome. Christopher Reeve was the definitive, but he's really good. And I think this is, if you like superhero movies, and let's be honest, Doug, we're pretty much force-fed them on a monthly basis, so I like this. I do.
I mean, I have to go see him. Tim Burton says he's not interested at all in doing a Marvel film. I wonder what brought that about. Maybe I need to get a little more background into that tomorrow as we visit Chuck Curry here.
Thank you, Doug.
Movie Moments on Good Day. You're welcome. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.